you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Hi, this is Al Richards, Uncle Al, your radio pal. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit community calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO, 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. Or email your events to WCNO@WCNO.com.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
John 16 and verse 24, he said, "Up until now, you've asked nothing in my name. You haven't asked anything, but now ask," and watch this. And the reason why I want you to ask in prayer is that this is what I want for you, that your joy may be full. God delights in answering prayers. He delights in manifesting His miracles into our life. In other words, I want you to experience the joy of your Father giving you what you have asked for. Hallelujah. I want you to experience the joy of the kingdom of heaven being made manifest in your life. But a religious mindset says this: pray hard. Try to convince God to give us something that He's really not sure if He wants to give it to us or not. But keep on praying, keep on confessing, and if we work Him over hard enough, if we'll lose some weight and quit smoking, then he's going to answer the prayer, and sooner or later he's going to give in and say, oh, okay, I'm going to let you have it. You prayed for a year, okay, I'm giving in. That's a religious mindset. We laugh about that, but we do it. See, Jesus comes along and he said this. He said, little flock, he's talking about us. He said, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said that in Luke chapter 12. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God ain't holding out on you. He's not holding back from you. He's not withdrawing from you. If there's something missing or broken in your life, it's because you've withdrawn from Him. You've backed away from Him. You've walked away from the covenant. You've given up faith in the middle of the fight. Hallelujah. Do you realize today that God is not trying to hold out on you? Romans 8:32 says this. He said that He freely, with no contract, with no nothing, with no understanding with mankind, but He freely offered up His Son Jesus. That's what He did. How many of you know that He offered up His Son Jesus when there wasn't nobody asking for Him to offer up His Son Jesus? People weren't praying, saying, God, send us your sacrifice, your perfect sacrifice, so we ain't got to live this way no more. Nobody was even praying that. He didn't do that because the world was seeking and the world was hungry or the world was thirsty for Jesus to come. God did that before there was ever anybody to even ask for Jesus, because Jesus was given as a sacrifice before the world was ever created. My Bible tells me that He was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God intended for you to be restored into the kingdom. His intention was sure. Come on, amen. See, some believers struggle whether or not God wants to give them a breakthrough with their house payment. And at the same time, they don't understand that He already gave us Jesus. Well, God, if you'll just help me with my Toyota payment. No, you don't get it. He freely gave you Jesus. Oh, man, I'm going to make it through the rest of this week. No, you don't get it. He freely gave you Jesus. Well, I don't feel like God's going to deliver me. Well, if He'll crucify His own Son, why wouldn't He deliver you? Huh? See, this is what Paul's revelation was. The Apostle Paul, he clicked in on this. This was right out of Paul's heart. He saw this. He freely gave us Jesus. Paul is saying, if He freely gave us Jesus, will He not also by Him freely give unto us all things? If He ain't withholding Jesus, why would He withhold anything else? Why do we think God's withholding from us? Paul said, you're thinking the wrong way. You got this thing messed up in your head. God ain't holding out on you. In other words, everything I need in my life, God the Father will release to me. It's mine. It's yours. Peter, after the cross, had this revelation. He said, everything that pertains to a life of godliness has been granted to us through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So the more that I know about Jesus, the more that I understand about Jesus, the more that I have a revelation on Jesus, the more I realize that He gave me everything. He's given me everything. Woo! Everything I need to live godly, He's given to me. Everything I need for my life, He's given to me. Everything I need for my future, He's given to me. Everything I need for this day, He's given to me. It's mine. It's already there. He's provided it. He manifested it 2,000 years ago. It's laid up waiting on me to access it by faith. Hallelujah. See, we make the gospel so complicated sometimes. Here's the deal. If God said it, then that's it. He don't lie. If He said it, that's it. Why? Because He freely gave us Jesus. He gave Him to us. And I've got the rest of everything else I need for my life through Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything I need to run my house is in Jesus. Everything I need to fulfill my dream is in Jesus. Everything I need to have relationship with people is in Jesus. Everything I need to have victory today is in Jesus. Everything I need to walk in health and healing in my body, it's in Jesus. Everything I need to walk in love and forgiveness with people that have hurt me and abused me and betrayed me, it's in Jesus. Hallelujah. He has freely given me everything in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout this morning. He's a good God. So watch this. When I come to the place of prayer, watch this. If I never get to celebrate, if I never get to celebrate the answered prayer, the only thing that I got left in my life and the only thing that I can take joy in when I pray is in the discipline of prayer. I become a different kind of prayer person. Come on, hear me this morning. I have to find the joy in the discipline of prayer rather than in the answer to the prayer that I'm praying. I find joy in the fact that I prayed. I get joy just because I spent my 30 minutes and I did my thing. I was disciplined. I pressed in. And how many of you know if you begin to do that, then you begin to elevate your prayer to a place of form and style and discipline and big five-syllable words. Thus, Heavenly Father of God who reigns on high. You're the God of the mountains and the God of the valley. And you get joy of everybody going, wow, that guy can pray. I mean, that's what the Pharisees were doing. God, I thank you. I'm not like that filthy, low-down, dirty, rotten scoundrel, that I'm your chief priest. And I know how to speak the heavenly words. Listen to me this morning. I want you to get this. Listen to me closely. Christianity was never meant. I'm going to blow some of y'all out of the water this morning. Because if you come from a Baptist background, you might get offended. So listen closely. Buckle up. Christianity was never meant to be marked by its discipline. That's how every other religion works. You want to know how Islam works? Discipline. You know how a Buddhist monk doesn't talk sometimes for 30 years? Discipline. Christianity was meant to be marked by its passion. Somebody say passion. Now, don't get me wrong. There is discipline in Christianity. Sure, there's discipline. That's what the word disciple means. Jesus had 12 disciples. They followed him. But watch this. Any sense of discipline born out of an intense desire to be right, out of an intense desire to be obedient, out of an intense desire to just go to the form and the religiousness of it will always, always lead to legalism.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Discipline in the kingdom of God has to be motivated by passion. The disciples were disciplined to follow Jesus, but their motivation was because they were passionate for Jesus. They had a passionate desire for him. So anytime we have discipline without a passionate pursuit, you just got religion. You don't have Christianity. That's why it's called the Passion of the Christ. It wasn't called Jesus on the cross, the discipline of Jesus Christ. Was he obedient to the cross? Yes. Did he obey his Father's will? Yes. But he did it because he loved us. Come on, are you here this morning? See, the Bible teaches us that discipline is very profitable. You can go to leadership meetings in the executive world. You can learn how to run your business the right way. You can be disciplined. It has a measure of profitability to it when you buckle down and follow the rules. If you discipline yourself enough, you can make yourself very successful in life. We know that. There is a measure of profitability in discipline, but not when it comes to fulfilling your destiny or when it comes to fulfilling your purpose before God. Come on, help me somebody. There has to be something greater than just discipline of doing something. There has to be an intense desire, an intense pursuit, and a passion that fulfills the discipline. That's got to be the motivating factor. Listen. If I'm not passionate about answered prayer, then I won't maintain the discipline of prayer. I'll quit. I'll give up. Because sooner or later, my own power will run out. If I'm not praying to God every morning because I'm passionate for God every morning, and I'm just praying because I think it's the right thing to do, I'll quit praying. Come on, somebody. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? How many of you ever started out one year and you said, this year I'm going to pray and I'm going to have devotions every day for 30 minutes. I'm making a New Year's resolution. I'm going to pray 30 minutes every day before I get out the door. If it kills me to do it, I'm going to do it. And it did. Come on, why? Because anything that you do out of the discipline and not out of the joy of the breakthrough or out of the joy of the answered prayer, you will eventually lose your motivation to do it. And you'll quit praying. So God's got to come along and he has to teach us that I want you to stop praying and petitioning me for what you already have. Stop asking me for what you got. Come on, help me somebody. You need to get in a position of faith and begin to thank me for what you got. Begin to celebrate me for who I am. Begin to praise me for what I've done. Begin to glorify me for the way I've showed up in your life, and the miracles of your life are beginning to manifest. Come on, amen. Lord, I don't ask you to be with me today. Lord, I thank you that you're with me today. Lord, I thank you that I'm blessed and not cursed. I thank you that my house is blessed. I thank you that my job is blessed. I thank you that I have everything that I need before I even know that I need it. Lord, I glorify you and praise you right now because I know that you're greater in me than he that's in the world. Lord, I glorify you, God, in my life, and I declare the marvelous works of heaven be made manifest in everything that I do. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you that my body is healthy, that I walk in health, that the glory of God rains down in me, that no sickness can come nigh my dwelling, that cancer can't have its place in me, that sickness can't have its way over me. Your word says, by your stripes I am healed, and I declare the health and healing of the Lord today in my life, and I thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got to thank him. We keep asking him for stuff we already got. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, just watch over my children today. Protect and keep them. How about, Lord God, I just thank you that they are protected. They are kept. There ain't an enemy in hell that can touch them. All the days of their life, they will know you. Oh, come on. You learn how to pray like that, and then all of a sudden everything will begin to turn around in your life. See, when I thank him for it, that's the releasing of my faith. That's how my faith gets released. It's the title deed of having it. It's understanding that it's manifested in my life when I can't even see it. I know that God has given me everything that I need that pertains to my life. Hallelujah. That's why I can walk in the room of my daughter when she's sick and I can speak over her. I don't beg God to touch her. I declare the word of God over her life and I give him praise that word is truth. And you know what? It's true. You want to see miracles in your life? That's how you got to position yourself to release your faith. It's mine. I already possess it. I possess it. Somebody shout, I possess it. I just got to thank him for what he's done in my life. You say, well, how in the world do I know what I got, Pastor? It'd be nice if you could just tell me what I got. Well, let me tell you how you find out what you got. It's called the Bible. There's 66 books in there that lay out a last will and testament for you from your Father in heaven that outlines what you got. And if you need somebody to come in agreement with you, don't go down the road to a church where they don't believe you ain't got half the stuff that the book says you got. Find yourself in a spirit-filled, Holy Ghost church that believes the entire Word of God is literal and that the promises of God are yes and amen over your life today. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You got a covenant. Somebody shout, I got a covenant. The terms of your covenant have been written. It is written over your life. Huh? You ain't gonna know what you got if you don't read it. Come on, somebody. If I buy a car and it's got a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on it, bumper to bumper, and I don't ever read the warranty, and I'm out driving around one day because I was in such a hurry to get out of the dealership and sign the papers, I didn't even read them. I'm driving down the road one day, a year later, and my car goes boom. Well, I don't know. I got a warranty. What do? I take the car down to Bubba's house and pull it around in the backyard and put it under a shade tree and say, Bubba, can you fix my car? I ain't got the money to take it to the manufacturer. I ain't got the money to take it down to the dealership. And Bubba works on it and makes it worse. And then you finally get it down to the manufacturer after you save up some money and say, well, I gotta lay out all this money and get my car. I guess I'm good in it. Where's the manufacturer? He looks at your car and he goes, well, why'd you take it down there to Bubba's backyard under the tree and have Bubba work on it? All you had to do was bring it down here. You've got a contract. You've got an agreement. You've got a warranty. You've got a guarantee. This was covered. What are you doing down there? Why didn't you bring it back to the manufacturer? I mean, that's what we do in our lives. We do that all the time when things aren't going the way we want it to. We don't read the manual. We don't read the last will and testament. We don't find out what we already possess. We don't find out what God has already given us. And we end up down at Bubba's house under a shade tree drinking a Budweiser, telling Bubba all our problems. And things turn out to be worse than they ever were when we got there. No. You need to get in your word, and you need to get in a church that preaches the word and get yourself straightened out with truth and understand that you got a contract and a warranty over your life, that God is blessing you beyond measure, and if you can tap into it, you can walk in it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, someone. God said, check out the manual. Read the book. Oh, you believe that this morning? Hallelujah. That's our challenge in prayer. That's how God wants to challenge us. He wants to move us beyond praying for that stuff that we already possess. When we pray, come thy kingdom and be done thy will, that word is not saying, God, will you just do something? What we're saying is, God, manifest in my life what you've already done. Let the kingdom of God be expressed out of my life today.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.